The governor asked the task force to study the broader field of the Common Core, teacher training, and tests, even as the state education department is backing off a little on testing. That probably reflects 20% of kids declining to take the test last spring and the possibility of even more doing the same this school year. Stephen Sigmund is executive director of High Achievement New York. Sigmund says workers going into the job market need high standards.
We're all for improvements to the tests and even to the implementation of the standards, because it's big and it's new and it's difficult. And there have been significant improvements made by the state, including capping state testing time at 1% of academic time and prep time at 2%, and agreeing to shorten the tests even further and changing the testing company, and the list goes on and on. Unfortunately, opponents react to all of that with no, because their real goal is to get rid of the standards.
Other speakers point to California, where there's strong support and the state government is putting even more money in while backing off on testing and the use of testing for teacher evaluation. The assistant principal of a Brooklyn school with an array of usually troublesome demographics says students have test scores among the best in New York, and it can all work, especially with good teacher training. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.